You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. I've thought about this. I was thinking about this text up in the hospital Monday and Tuesday and all day. And I just to tell you, it's just been on my heart. I got to thinking about it. And I just can't get away from it. I want to share it with you. I hope God will give us something tonight to help our hearts, that we might take these last days and we might finish well, or at least do a little better than we have in the past for God's glory. Amen. I don't know about you. I ain't perfect, but I'd like to do a little better every day with the help of God. Wouldn't you? Amen. James chapter 5. You have to place stand on and reading God's Word. James chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible says, "Is any among you afflicted?" That's a question. "Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." Amen. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. Now watch this. He said, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I want to preach tonight for just a little while. It's got to be my help on this thought. Effective prayer. Prayer that changes things. Amen? Effective prayer. Prayer that changes things. As we see this tonight, we see here in the Word of God, James is writing to the believers, and he says, if there's any among you afflicted, or in other words, have burdens and hardships, he said, let him pray. Amen? He says, is any merry? He said, let them sing psalms. He said, praises unto the Lord. He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. If there's any healing going to be done, it's going to take God to do it. Amen. The doctors only do so much, and they're so mixed up sometimes they don't know if they're going or coming. But there's a God of glory that knows exactly where they need to be. And He knows exactly what it takes to heal these old bodies. Amen? And He says, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Now, I will say this tonight. God don't always choose to heal everyone. Sometimes somebody, a sickness is unto death. The Bible teaches us that. And we get sick and we die. We go out of here. Amen? But I want to say, if you're a child of God and you get sick and die, amen, God does hear and heal you. Amen? If you're a child of God, there is ultimate healing in the Lord. This old body, this old carcass may die and go back to the dust which it came, but you are healed, praise God, and you'll be in the presence of God forever and forever. Amen? Praise God. What a blessing that is. And it said, the Lord shall raise him up. Now, I believe that's what he's talking about here. He said, you know, if God will raise him up when he's sick, and if he gives healing, he'll get him up out of there. But if he raises him up in death, he'll take him out too. Amen. He delivers him from that sickness. Praise the Lord. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You know, the only way to get shed of sin in your life is ask God to forgive you. I know so many people in the day and hour. I'm going to take my time tonight. That'd be all right. There's so many people in the world that we live in today, they think, well, you know, I've messed up. I've done things wrong. So I'm going to be better from here on out. And, you know, I'll put all that behind me. I want to say tonight, according to the Word of God, the only way to put that behind you is say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Amen. Ask God to forgive you. And then he cast that but to see if forgive him. And he don't even remember it no more. Amen. I want to say, I don't see how we can forget about it and let it go if God's still remembering it. Amen? So if we ask God to forgive us of our sins, He'll forgive us our sins. Amen? And cleanse, the Bible says, cleanse us from all iniquity. Amen? But he goes on, he says, confess your faults one to another. Those, you know what faults are? Those are those little things that nag at us. Those little things that would so easily beset us. Amen. Those temptations that we have that try us. And that's when you call a brother and sister and you say, hey, you know what? I need you to help me pray. He said, the old devil's at it again. Amen. And you got some dear old sister, dear old brother, praise God, he'll get down with you and say, oh God, help my brother, help my sister to be strong in the Lord, to overcome the temptation and the trials that's trying to beset them. Amen. To stay strong for the Lord, praise God, through it all. Amen. He said, confess your faults one another. There ain't nothing wrong with calling brother or sister up and saying, you know what? I'm struggling. I need some help. But we puff our chest out. We say, I got this. I'll be okay. And then the devil just, he gets both feet on your shoulders, just begins to drive you down. Amen. But boy, I tell you what, I love praise God. I come and say, hey, listen, how about praying for me? Amen. Hey, some folks you call say, you know what? I want you, how about helping me pray about a situation? You don't have to spill your guts to them about everything in your life. But you can ask them to pray for you, praise God, because you got a situation that's a troubling you, troubling your heart, maybe troubling your mind or troubling your body. Praise God, you need some help with. And God can, I'm talking about tag teaming this thing. Amen, for the glory of God, helping one another. Amen. That's what He said, to confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. We ought to be doing that anyway. Amen. The church, we ought to be praying for everybody in here. All of us ought to be praying for each other. Amen. God help them. Lord help my brothers and sisters. I go down through the pews. I say, help them be strong in the Lord. Amen. If you're not here on Sunday, boy, but it tears my heart up. I send out texts, see where they're at, and I pray, oh God, please help them. Amen. So I don't know if they're sick or if they had something to do or had a family outing or what it might be, but I say, oh God, wherever they're at. Amen. Because I know prayer works. But He said, pray one for another that you may be healed. Amen. And then He says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, what is an effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man? It availeth much. In other words, it'll accomplish a whole lot. But I wonder, how do we get there? Effective prayer, prayer that actually changes things. Amen. Let me just say this. Prayer is something it's something that we do between us and God. Amen. When I pray, I'm not praying. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking for you to hear me. What we need to be doing is we need to be talking to God that He might intervene in our life, that God might begin. See what God does through prayer. Now listen carefully. He influences you and I. When we begin to pray, it's God's influence on you and me. I want to say it's not our influence on God. Amen? You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, I got to praying and I move God. From where? God's always the same. Amen? He never changes. What we do when we pray earnestly before God, amen, effectual, fervent prayer, praise God, what it does, it moves us. It gets us closer to God. It gets us to the place where He can begin to help us. Amen. What it does, brother Jeff, it moves me and you close to Him. Because He ain't never, newsflash, He ain't ever moved. Amen. It doesn't change the mind of God when we pray. Amen. You know, well, preacher, yeah, you know, we pray and somebody's sick and they get better. But don't you think it's God's will that all would be better? Amen. That all would be healed, all be well, all be shouting and praising and magnifying the God of glory. Don't you think it's God's will that all of us be able to do that? Amen. So when we get to praying and we begin to see it, praise God, we see that it begins to produce change. And it produces change in us. It produces change in me and you when we get earnest with God. God begins to look at us and He begins to see the change in us. The Bible says that He knows the thought and intent of the heart. Amen? To the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. The part that makes us live and breathe and have our being and the spiritual part of us. Now let me just stop right there and say, if He knows the physical part from the spiritual part, and He's a division there, amen, and that God knows about, then I guess what we've got to do is figure out what part of that that we have that we are serving God with. I don't know about you, I want to serve Him with every fiber in my being. And I want to serve Him with every, with all the spirituality of my life. I'd like to be a spiritual person. I want to love God. I want to love Him supreme because He loved me so much. And He gave Himself for me. Amen? And He gave Himself for you. So we see what He does is He changes us. So what we do when we pray, it changes us and it produces change. Amen? But what change it is, it's change that's consistent. Now watch this, to His behavior. Amen? To a behavior of perfection. Amen? It's not our righteousness, lest any man should boast. Amen? But it's His righteousness that we attain to. We move ourselves through prayer out of the way, if you will, and we put ourselves into the presence of God, and then He begins to answer our prayers. Amen? We begin to get to a changed state in our life where God can begin to do the things for us that He wants to do. Amen? But see, we got to realize that God wants to change us. God wants to mold us, make us into likeness, like I preached last Sunday morning, in the likeness of an image of Himself. Amen. So we know that's His job. So effective prayer, amen, it's prayer that changes things. And the first thing it'll change is me and you. Amen? Effective prayers, it changes sinners. It causes a sinner to repent. The only way we ever going to get a hold of God is when we're called. Hey, if we got sin in our life, the only prayer that God will hear is, God, forgive me an old sinner. Amen? What it does, it changes our feelings from the inside out. You know what I'm talking about? Our attitude, if you will. Amen? When we pray and we confess our sins and say, Lord, I'm just so, hey, I do it every time I pray. I don't know about you. I'm just no sinner saved by grace. And I say, oh God, please forgive me my sins. Now I can say, Lord, forgive all them people in the church their sins. But you know what? If I've done that and I've got sin in my own life, God won't even hear that. See, I can't pray for you if I haven't prayed for me. That's why it's effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Amen? It's effective, praise God, when it affects my own heart. I begin to pray, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Help me do better. Praise the Lord. So He begins to change me. Begins to change my attitude. Begins to change my feelings. Amen? Well, what? You say, well, what takes place in God through all this? Amen? Nothing. God's feelings are not changed. Let me just say, God doesn't have to change His attitude. Amen? God's attitude toward me and me and you is always perfect. It's always loving. It's always caring. It's always kind. God's attitude towards us, me and you, brother, it never changes. God's feelings, God's attitude for, don't that bless your heart? I mean, I don't know about you. Sometimes I get aggravated and puffed up and frustrated and just plain that mad. You know, you get that want to pinch your head off attitude. Amen. But pray, you know, God never gets that way. Now, God is a just God. He's a wrath God. If we deny and reject and keep pushing Him, pushing, finally He'll say, that's enough. Amen. But praise God, when we pray and seek His face, amen, it never affects God. Amen. In other words, He never has to change His mind. Amen. So repentance, what is that? It's forgiveness from God. Amen. And then that brings God to act. Amen. On our behalf. In the way that He wants to act. Praise God. Which is in godliness. Amen. In love and compassion. Praise the Lord. So we see effective prayer is a prayer when a sinner repents. But also effective prayer is a specific prayer. Amen. A prayer, if you will, of submission. Amen. When we submit to the Lord and say, you know what? God, I'm not really nothing, but praise God, You're everything. And when we come to a place of submission or life, just realize, Lord, without You, I can't do nothing. Without you, I don't know, but listen. I come to my mind, praise God, without Him, I'm a miserable, no account, sorry, low life sinner. Amen. Without God in my heart, in my life, if I'm not constantly allowing Him, asking Him to change my attitude, change my feelings, praise God, I'm just going to be a low-life sinner. But praise God, when I begin to submit myself to Him, amen, then I can begin to pray and seek His face, praise God, and see the power of God. when I become submissive to a holy God. But now we can be, now watch this, I'm going to blow your mind. We can be submissive in a bold way. Amen. He says, he tells us over in Hebrews chapter 10, that we can be submissive in a bold way. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says this, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. How do we come in the prayer room, fourth throne of grace? Come in boldly. Amen. We come in boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. By a new and a living way which He hath consecrated or dedicated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. So God created, He consecrated a way for us to come in. And because of that, praise God, we can come in boldly before the throne of grace. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Now here's how we can do it. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. You know those evil motivations that we have? Evil morals. Amen. Hurtful morals. From an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. That's the water of the Word, by the way. Amen. If we get our bodies washed in the water of the Word, praise God, it has a way of cleansing us and making us whole. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And then he goes on, verse 24, and said, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, lifting up one another, encouraging one another. Why? Because we're encouraged. Amen. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. So in order to have effectual prayer, we have to have an effective prayer when it brings a sinner to repentance. But we also have effective prayer when we have specific prayer and prayer of submission, boldness, going boldly before the throne of grace because God told us to. Amen. So we come in full submission. Amen. You say, well, how can you be in submission and come boldly? Because God gave us permission to. Amen. God gave us permission to come boldly for someone, and He made a way, praise God. And Jesus is sitting there as our intercessor, praise God. He says, just come on, bring every thought, everything, every petition before the throne of grace. So we march in boldly and full. You say, well, how are we in submission if we're bold? Praise God, we're following the Word of God. I want to say you can be bold, and praise God, when you're in the Word of God. Be bold in the Word of God. Amen. Hey, praise God. That is submission. That's when you take a stand and say, you know what? Thus says the Word of God. And I believe Him. Amen. And it brings us into submission, lines us up with God, and we come with boldness. Praise the Lord. So we see sinners in repentance, effectual prayer. We see specific prayer in submission. Amen. We see effective prayer is a stimulating prayer. Amen. Have you ever prayed and it seemed like a situation is there? And let me just be honest. Had a situation there Monday. And, I don't know if any of you know James's dad. He's running a little bit late, but he come here after a surgery. We was talking to him and all day I just kind of prayed, Lord, if, you know, just open the door, give me something to say to him to encourage you. He's a lost man. He needs the Lord. Lord, if you'll just open the door it was closed up. It was just like heaven's closed. Like I couldn't get a thing in the world from God. Amen. And I'm like, Lord, you know, I need to say something to this. And you know, I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, give me something that might touch him in this minute. Couldn't get a thing. And we went up there they called us up there to meet with the surgeon after the surgery. And we were sitting there, and bless her heart, little Eve. She was sitting there, and she just all of a sudden just opened her mouth and started talking. She said, She said, you know, he's in bad shape, Wesley. James in bad shape. And he said, yeah, I know. She said, you know, if he goes out of here, he's going to heaven. He's saved. He said, if you don't get saved, said, you'll never see your son again. He said, I mean, she was just giving him the gospel. She said, you know, Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you. And I mean, she was just giving him the gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, that little woman, praise God. I mean, she just giving him everything that I wanted to tell him. But you know what? And through her, praise God, it was effective. Amen. I could have said it. He said, yeah, you're the preacher. You're supposed to tell me that. I wanted to tell him all that. But it's just like I felt just like Paul when he was up there at Macedonia and the Spirit of God said, you don't go there. Amen. It's just like there's a bridge in front of me. I couldn't open my mouth. I couldn't have said, Suey, if the hogs is eating me. But that little old woman, praise God, she had God use her. Amen. She gave him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He may not get saved, but he took something home with him that morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his whole name. Praise. Bless his name. God knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. When I said that, stimulated prayer, praise God, makes a difference. Have you ever got caught up in emotion? I mean, to the point that you don't even know what to pray for. It's sadness. It's travail. Maybe whatever it is. And you get caught up in emotion and you don't even know where to go. Don't even know what to say. But praise God, all of a sudden, something comes out and God just begins to overflow you. Amen. That's stimulating prayer. That's effective prayer. I believe that's prayer that God will hear. You know why? Because it comes from the heart. Amen. I'll be honest with you. Probably 2/3 of the time when we pray, it don't get past the ceiling. Probably 7/8 of the time, it don't get past the ceiling. But boy, I tell you what, I like it every now and then. Every now and then, praise God. When the Holy Ghost of God just falls on, praise God, the power of God. Amen. Just like yesterday morning up there in that room, I didn't even know what to say. But praise God, God fell on me. I got on James' head, and boy, me and him cried, and we prayed, and we got through to the throne of grace. Amen. You feel the power of God fill that room. Why? Because it was a stirring, praise God. When the effectual prayer causes emotion, praise God, it rings the prayer bells of heaven and God hears. Amen. You say it changed God's mind? No, it changed my heart. Amen. It pointed me and that little brother, praise God, in the direction that God wanted us to go. The way that God could take us. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a God we serve. Amen. You see this all in the Bible. Remember Isaiah went in, Isaiah 38, went into King Hezekiah, and he said, Hezekiah, you need to get your house, and God done sent him. He said, you need to get your house in order. He said, you're going to die and you shall not live. Amen. And old Isaiah heads out, and as he heads out, Hezekiah, his hearts are broke. Amen. And the Bible said he didn't go out and say, hey, I need some more physicians. He said, go out and say, hey, listen, I need you to call all the soothsayers. I need to call everybody in. Get the doctors in here. I think I'm going to die. The Bible said, oh, Hezekiah, he rolled over in his bed and faced the wall. And he began to weep and he began to cry. Heart was broke. He said, God, I try to be a servant unto thee. Lord, I've taught your people. I've instructed your people. I've tore down the idols. I've built up your house. Oh, God, I've tried to be. I know I've failed you and I've come short. But praise God, I've tried to live right. Oh, God, if you would, just be merciful. And the Bible said that God saw his tears. Amen. God saw his tears. You know what? It moved God. Amen. And God said, Isaiah was going through the courtyard heading out of town. God said, Isaiah! He said, yes, Lord. He said, go back. He said, tell Hezekiah that I saw his tears. He said, tell him I'm going to give him 15 more years. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe God understands heart language. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He'll touch hearts and minds, praise God, when we get a hold of God. When we come, David said, we come with a broken heart, and a broken spirit, and a contrite heart. God will not despise. Amen. When we come with a broken heart before holy God, I believe God will hear and He'll answer prayer. When we get pointed in the right direction, I wonder tonight how many times we pray and we know good. We get up and say, you know what, that never got through. And how many times you pray and you say, that never got through. But praise God, when we come with effective prayer, it'll get through, praise God. God will hear, and He'll answer prayers. Amen. When we come to Jeremiah chapter 4, the Bible says this in verse 19. Jeremiah cries out, these exclamation marks in here. And he said, My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. He said, I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet and the alarm of war. He said, something's went off in my soul. And he said, I can't even explain it. But said, there's a noise at the roaring in my soul, praise God, and bringing me to tears. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, why did God hear Jeremiah? Because there was emotion in his prayer. Amen. He knew what he was praying for, and he longed to hear from God. The whole lot of us just playing church. Amen. We're just playing church. We don't want to hear from God. We don't want to meet with God. We just play church. We come, Sunday morning you're supposed to be here. She come Wednesday night. We just come play church. But we never really come just to hear from God. Amen. We never come with a burden on our heart to see souls saved. And we got family members that dying and dropping off into hell, just one right after another. And we don't have a burden in our hearts. Well, we ought to have a burden. We ought to be like old Jeremiah. We ought to cry out, oh God, please save these old sinners. Amen. So we see stimulated prayer, emotional prayer. We also have sympathetic prayer. Effective prayer is sympathetic prayer. You know, kind of like the prayer that Jesus prayed. Amen. When he was moved with compassion upon him, he overlooked Jerusalem. And the Bible says he's moved with compassion. Shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Amen. He was stirred in his soul. He was stirred in his soul as he crossed the Kidron. Coming out of the upper room after the Last Supper, come across Kidron, and he prayed a high priestly prayer, and he was stirred in the depths of his soul. He said, God, just remember me. Touch me, help me to finish the course I've started on. He said, Lord, help me be with those disciples that's coming along behind, those I've trained up for your glory. And he brought it on down. He said, Lord, be with those disciples, the ones that they lead to the Lord. And he said, oh God, he said, those that's led. He said, praise God, I want them to be with me where I'm at. Amen. Why? He cried out with compassion, and God heard his prayer. Amen. He says, if we're going to pray, we got to come to God and pray. Amen. We got to come to God and pray, and we got to pray in Jesus' name. I know it's not politically correct nowadays to pray in Jesus' name, but praise God, I believe we ought to pray with Jesus. We ought to start in Jesus' name. We ought to finish in Jesus' name. Amen. You say, how do you come in submissive with boldness into the throne of grace? We come in Jesus' name because He made a way. Amen. He beckoned it. He bid us to come before the Father with boldness. He said, if you need anything, ask it in my name. Amen. Brother Rex, that's kind of like when you go out and you do a roof. Amen. And the house owner, they give you a check. And on that check, they sign their name in the corner. Amen. On their check. And they put that in your hand. Amen. Brother Rex takes that check and he goes down there to the bank. He takes that in there and he presents that check. And they look at that thing and they look at that name in the corner. And you know what that represents? That means, hey, glory be to God that money that's on that thing, hey, Brad, it's just as much Rex's, praise God, as if it had always been. Amen. So God says, hey, he said, come in submissive. They said, praise God. He said, come in sympathetic, glory be God. And God just poured out on purpose and we just partake it to the house. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's Jesus' name, praise God, that'll present us before the Father. It opens that veil, praise God. Lets us come in. Amen. When we pray in Jesus' name. But if we're going to come to God, amen, we're going to have to come in faith, believing. Got to come in faith. Amen. We can't just come popping or blow gum and say, well, you know, Lord, bless me if you can, expect Him to bless you. Amen. We've got to come in faith, believe, and He'll hear and answer our prayers. Amen. So He can. Praise the Lord. So He can hear what's going on. Amen. Realize that He's sympathetic with us. He knows the feeling, the Bible says, of our infirmities, our weaknesses, our lack of strength. And praise God, when He sees us going through these things, praise God, He's sympathetic with us. Amen. You hear, lately we've had a lot of house fires. Have you seen all the house fires this winter? For some reason, people's houses are just burning left and right. And if you think about it, you just think that one of these houses burning is your neighbor's. And your neighbor's a husband, wife, maybe two or three little old young'uns. And just think about this. Just picture this in your mind. You go off to church on Sunday and you come back for lunch and you look across the street and your neighbor's house is fully engulfed in flames. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how that affects you? I mean, it's people that you know. It's people you care about. It's people that you see. Your children go to school with their children. You have concern. And you say, oh, God! And you wonder, are they still in there? Did they get out? What's going on? Did anybody call the fire department? Amen. Why would we do that? Because we're sympathetic. Amen? Because we're sympathetic with it. We know that somebody's hurting. And when they're hurting, it's hurting us. Amen. Praise God. We want to know that they're going to be okay. See, that's the same way Jesus is. Amen. It's the same way we ought to be in our prayers. We ought to be sympathetic with those that's going through the trials and tribulations, the sickness and the heartache in this world. Amen. I want to say that's something that has to be learned. Amen. That's something that we have to go through some things before we learn to be sympathetic with others. And somebody said, well, you know, preachers said they deserve what they got. Yeah, and you do too. You deserve hell, but you didn't get it. Amen. But you know what's wrong with old sinners today? They're old sinners today. Amen. Just like me and you are. Except we're saved by grace. We are to do better. But we see the fire burning. But see those folks. But see, it's just like Jesus. He's sympathetic with us. If we're ever going to get a hold of God, if we're going to have effective prayer, it's going to have to be sympathetic prayer. What we're going to have to do is say, Lord, help me to see myself in their shoes. Help me to realize where they're at, what they're going through. So you don't ever know what somebody's going through till you've been there yourself. Amen? But boy, I tell you what, we ought to say, God, please help me have a sympathetic heart. Even if it is just an old sinner, it's a living in sin. God, help us to have a sympathetic heart. Amen. Because till we get a sympathetic heart, we can't even pray for old sinners that they might be saved. We don't pray in the right attitude. Remember what I said? It's our attitude, our feelings that God's looking at in order to move and make a difference. Amen. We've got to get a hold of God. Amen. It takes all these steps in order to get a hold of God. It takes all these steps to make a difference. It takes sympathy, being upset, crying out. Amen. You know what happens when you do that? It shows the attitude of your heart when we show sympathy to others. I wonder, there's a whole lot of folks are hard-hearted. They don't have sympathy for nobody. They could care less. Amen. But I tell you what, it breaks my heart when I see people hurting. It breaks my heart when I go to the homeless shelters, different places, and I see those folks up there. They're struggling. They're addicted to alcohol and drugs, and they're homeless and lifeless. They come in there just like zombies. I say, oh God, because it wasn't but the grace of God, I'd be there too. Amen. But He gives us effective prayers, those that have sympathetic prayer. Amen. But let me give you this, and I'm done. You know why most of us can't line up with all these others? Because we have superficial prayer. Amen? That's about all the prayer that we have in our life is superficial prayer. You know what that is? That means, yeah, you've heard of a superficial wound, ain't you? That's that one that's just on the outside. Just a little scratch, a little cut, something minor. Well, I believe that's what's wrong with most Christians. Our prayer life is superficial. Amen? It's only outside. I mean, we do it so people can see it. Amen? Kind of like those Pharisees that Jesus was talking about. He said they stand on street corners in their outfits and their long robes and their bells on them, and they stand and they offer up great big prayers. And it's all about me. I give and I do and I this and I that. Amen. Just superficial prayer. It's just on the outside. So that people can say, but he said that old publican said he didn't. He just thumped himself on the chest. He said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Didn't even look up. But he said, oh God, forgive me. He said, who went back to the house justified? I mean, just as if they had never committed a sin. Amen. He said it was that old publican, not the Pharisee. Amen. If we have to get past ourselves, past the superficiality in our lives, praise God, so we can stand up and say, you know what? It's not about me. It's about God Almighty and what He can do for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Effective prayer. Prayer that changes things. It changes things in you and it changes things in me for God's glory. Amen. That superficial prayer. We don't need it. Amen. We don't need it because it won't do us no good. I mean, it won't change our attitude. It won't make us submissive. It won't make us emotional. Amen. It won't make us more sympathetic. It won't do none of these things. Amen. Superficial prayer will do none of these things for me. All it'll do is bind us up and hold us where we're at so we'll never get any closer to God. It'll never show us any loving characteristics. Amen. A child of God ought to have some loving characteristics. If we ever get effective prayer in our lives, we'll have some loving characteristics. Because that's part of the prayer that changes things, is loving characteristics. Amen. Praise the Lord. Loving characteristics that changes us. Where the Holy Spirit will start saying, hold on, don't go there. Hold on, stop. Turn back. Amen. It's those characteristics that God's effectual prayer starts changing us so that people around us can be changed too. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to have effective prayer. Effective prayer life. A prayer that changes things. Amen. That turns us more into the likeness and image of our Savior day by day. He said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.